Hello and welcome to another episode of the Trade Paperbacks.
Trade Paperbacks. We're doing it again.
It's been a little weird this week. We got a new fridge.
That's a new fridge?
You can tell?
I can tell that it's not covered with magnets and stuff. And yeah, that's true. There are not many fingerprints on it.
Looks
really nice, except for the one dent.
There's no dent.
There kind of is.
Where?
Right near the top there on the left side.
That's not a dent. It's a fingerprint.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a fingerprint.
Oh, jeez.
Not at the top, but I won't point it out.
Please don't.
No, it looks nice.
It's different.
Did the other fridge go out?
No.
Okay.
No, my wife just wanted a new fridge.
You know, given the comic book that we're talking about here, I'm going to go ahead and say three cheers for functioning technology, because having a refrigerator is amazing.
Yeah, so. It is. I mean, it's great.
It's really something.
All right, and I assure everyone, the ads at the end of this episode did not pay for that fridge. I have 24 months, no interest, so we will get there eventually. All right, so what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, issue one.
The Walking Dead, number one. Now, this is the first Image comic that we've talked about this month, and I will say, I'm a huge fan of Image comics. So, this first came out in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered a post-apocalyptic comic book series, which was written by Robert Kirkman, and Tony Moore did the art. I gave you number one.
Yep. Issue number one.
Black and white.
Black and white.
Okay, just making sure.
Does it eventually go to color?
No.
Okay, so it's just black and white.
Color, the covers. You know, they might have, I don't know, I didn't keep up with the series.
The show's in color, right?
The show is unfortunately in color.
Okay. Because I've seen almost the entire first episode. But this is just how out of sync I am with pop culture, is that
the series is so off.
Yeah, I know. But like for the first few seasons, like that was the thing. That was everybody's show. Everybody loved it at the time. So, yeah, but I saw most of the first episode, and I was like, I can understand what they're going for here. I'm just not that into it. So
yeah, originally it was pitched as a follow-up to the Romero film, Night of the Living Dead. So the actual series was going to take place in the 60s.
Oh.
And in my head I was like...
The comic book or the...
Yeah,
okay.
The comic book.
Not the TV show.
No, the TV that's a totally separate thing to
me. Okay, we're talking comic book now, no more TV show.
Don't talk about that. You know what's funny? I got into The Walking Dead. My wife and I used to watch the series, and
they're still walking, according to what I hear.
Are they walking still? There's so many spinoffs.
They're still walking, and they're still dead.
But it got to a point where they did like this, like Young and the Restless ending, like where they always played like indie music over montage.
I heard somebody.
And I just got to a point where I was like, "What is this?" What happened? You know, like the first episode is pretty accurate to the comic.
Yeah, that was based upon the one episode that I've seen. I was like, oh, this is like exactly the comic.
You did great.
Yeah.
You were in a good spot. But once, you know, we get past...
Which is kind of like, I mean, they storyboarded the thing for you.
It's right there.
It's right there.
There's a shot by shot. It's right there. All right. So anyway... Kirkman was a huge fan of the Living Dead series, and Resident Evil, a fan, which sparked the whole thing. And you know, it really is a good series. The comic,
yeah.
I know that there's colored reprints.
Are the comics still going?
The reason I'm doing this podcast is because I'm...
You want to look into it?
Well, no. It ended in 2019.
Oh.
The series.
That is a long run for a comic book.
But then they started doing colorized versions issue by issue in October of 2020.
And so that's still going on.
It would have to be, I would think.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to do all
it would
that.
Have to be.
So they maintained it black and white the whole way through?
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason for the black and white decision? Was it... You know, they weren't saving money on the print, right? I mean,
yeah, you do save money on the print.
Well, is that the reason? Of course, you save the money on the print.
It's
but
easier.
The...
You can usually have one person involved.
So you're just talking
everything.
About balancing grayscale instead of balancing colors, yeah.
Right, and also with and really, it's a lot of it's just hard black, hard white. You know, like when I let you read The Turtles, which is black and white, it is charcoal and white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's like, it's almost silhouette. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just kind of the way things are done at the independent level. Image is well known for, you know, being a very strong supporter of independent comics by giving their creators the ownership of the product. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's just really, it's just kind of part of that independent, you know, I know we used the term last time with Spider-Man, but this just kind of gritty way of doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the indie comics you find at cons, like from just people that made it in their basement, I mean, they're black and white.
Yeah, yeah. It did, a lot of the art had that sort of feel of like 1950s, like private detective sort of thing, where it's like, you know, it's all black and white and it's very stark black and white, which is kind of like implying the differences between good and bad. And yet the private detective being both black and white is like he's in that ether zone between the good and the bad, because he's not really a cop, but he's like not really a bad guy either. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so like it plays with those boundaries a lot, which is fun. But anyway, we're here to talk about Walking Dead. And
we are. Ran for 193 issues. So at the end of this, I'm going to have to ask you, how far would you go into it after reading issue number one? Would you go all the way?
I would certainly go to issue number two.
That's
so here's the thing. Like, it would have to pick up to get me through 193. Although, you know, storyteller that I am, I'm curious, like, does it just, like, drop off because your sales died? Or does it wrap up? Like, is there,
is there a
conclusion?
It was abrupt without explanation.
That's a bummer.
Weird, right?
Did you read it all the way through? Or?
No.
Okay, so you're just, you know about it.
Yeah. I got to All Out War, which is 20 and 21.
Okay, that's like almost 2 years.
But I did not get into the one after that I'm reading. It actually was called A New Beginning. I did not go there. Because after All Out War, the next comic takes, even though it came out, you know, just...
the next month or whatever?
Well, no, it was like 6 months, but 2 years passed in between.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The two comics.
So they have a big time jump.
Yeah, and I was like, eh.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay.
It's always a risk for anyone telling stories. It is always a huge risk if you have a discrete product, meaning like you have a movie and then the next movie is going to be taking place like in the future, or other examples are books. I'm more aware of those. Like if you have a series of books and then you have a time jump to the next book, it is a huge risk, especially if you're having to establish new characters and you're getting rid of old loved characters. Or you're transitioning them into something else somehow. It's a risk. It's a big risk because it just gives people a chance to just be like, hard break. I'm not into it now, suddenly. And like, you spent all this time investing in these characters and building up this plot line, and now you're setting that aside and you're going a different direction with it. So
the reception involved with the comic, it did win the Eisner Award for Best Continuing Series in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
IGN called it one of the best monthly comics available, and this was also in 2010. I know a few, you know, there's been so many spinoffs, though. You know, like Michonne has a comic special. Rick has a comic special. There's a lot. There's a lot of content. But I really think the TV show for me just I quit reading the comics prior to the show, I think. Maybe not. I don't even remember. Because the show came out in 2000. Well, no.
It was like 2008,
2010.
Wasn't it? Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to think how that fell in line with what I read. But still, I kind of quit everything at the same amount of time. I know that. All right, but it's not that I love zombies. Hey, I love zombies. We're going to talk about Afterlife later on in the series. I think it's there's a lot of things. I don't know if we're going to get to Justice League zombies or Marvel zombies, but Deadpool, I don't know. I don't know where we're going. I don't know where we're going with this show.
I didn't know these were things.
These are all things. These are all things.
We're going to have to do a zombie month.
All right,
That might be a little bit repetitive.
We could do a zombie month. It is possible. I got a lot of zombies.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd actually like to get to Afterlife sooner. I would like to. All right, tell me your thoughts, and then we'll do the rating.
Okay,
because of the fridge, I just went off on a tangent today.
I mean, once I realized, oh yeah, this is basically the episode of the show that I watched, which I had watched it, I think, 6 years, 7, 8 years ago, something like that. I was like, okay, I kind of know what to expect. I know it's not going to be like just endless action, which is good because, like, you know, with this sort of thing, you need a certain amount of suspense and a certain amount of just introduction to the world. And if it's just endless action all the way through, then you don't care about the people, you don't know who they are, and ultimately, it's just kind of like, okay, this is a roller coaster. It's a thrill ride. It'll be fine, but it's not going to be compelling in the long run. You're not going to get 193 episodes of straight action, 193 issues. So that's how I feel about it. I liked it.
There's like 20 novels. Jeez.
They started writing novels too?
Yeah. This was after the specials and everything else.
I remember there was a period where everybody was doing zombie stuff.
Yeah, so I quit reading in 2014. And the show came out in 2010, so I probably watched about 4 seasons, maybe. And that's when things got, like, you know.
Just.
I don't need acoustic guitar at the end of every episode showing everybody. And, like, love stories.
Well, did they have, like, a very compelling ending of one? And they're like, that worked really well. Let's do that again and 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 again.
I'm, like, so not into love stories.
In a post-apocalyptic thing. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know why.
Now I kind of want to ask you about, what is that? The Quiet Earth. Have you seen that movie?
No.
We'll have to talk about that sometime.
The Quiet Earth?
Yeah, I think it's called The Quiet Earth, yeah. It's an Australian post-apocalyptic movie from, like, the 80s. It's actually really good, in my opinion, but we'll talk about that some other time.
Okay. We'll try to, I don't know how we're going to figure that out, how we're going to weave that in.
When you rebirth a movie podcast, we'll do that one.
Oh, jeez. No, this one's been going on for a few weeks.
We're establishing ourselves. We have 3 minutes. We've got to get through this.
All right, score thing. Comic book reader's guide rating system,
CBRGBGB.
Dialogue 1 out of 10.
I'm going to go ahead and say
on the internal dialogue. Huh?
Yeah, there's like more like, whoa, what's going on? What is that? But I'm going to go ahead and say 8 because what dialogue there was effectively used.
Okay.
For the comic, and I'm a huge fan of effective minimalist dialogue, or effective minimalist explanation. So, like, don't make it long. Don't do what Joe does on the podcast and actually, like, speak concisely.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes left.
All right, let's go at it.
Artwork.
I would say artwork was 7.
7. Okay. Plot.
Plot was a little rough. 6.
Okay.
Because, like, there really isn't a whole lot there, like, but they established the basics.
Entertainment?
I would say 7.
Okay. And lastly, cool factor?
7.
7?
Yeah. You know what? Zombies? I can already tell you this is a 7 out of 10.
All right. So 35, 3.5 times 2 is in fact 7. This is for Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. So, better score than we had on the previous.
Oh, see, WD looks like Walt Disney. Walt Disney is also dead. Walking Dead.
All right. But he's not walking.
Well, all right, so.
So far as we know.
Much better than previous.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what
not
we're
going to as good as the first one we did since we started doing this this rating thing, though.
Yeah. I think it's pretty solid. Pretty solid.
Yeah, a 7 out of 10, that's a good.
Pretty solid.
That's a good opener.
All right, so we did make it. We did make it under the 15 minutes, hey, which is the first time. I guess the opening is 30 seconds or whatever, so maybe we're right there.
Yeah.
We're right there.
We just don't want to flood people's day with too much content. We respect our listeners, is what it is.
Sometimes.